Okay, so if you've been tasked with optimizing your mid-funnel conversion rate, you probably know the cycle. Hours just wasted exploring personalization tools that, frankly, they overpromise, and then you're left swimming in configuration settings without getting a meaningful ROI. That struggle finding the right tool that actually moves the needle, that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive.
It is. And the frustration, it stems from a fundamental misunderstanding of the modern customer journey. I mean, the old idea that a user follows this like straight path from interest to purchase, it's completely broken. People bounce, they compare vendors on their phone, they come back days later on a desktop. And if your website treats every one of those interactions as a blank slate, you're hemorrhaging intent.
Exactly. Our mission today is pretty laser focused. We've analyzed the source material you shared, which breaks down eight top dynamic content platforms. And we need to find the specific features and the right scale of tool that lets you genuinely tailor content, segment audiences, and nudge visitors toward conversion, all without needing a major rebuild from the dev team. We're looking for the right fit. So let's unpack this immediately. What exactly are these website personalization tools at their core? Are they just like advanced A/B testing platforms?
That's a great question, but they're far more advanced than that. At the most basic level, they're specialized software that turns passive viewing into, well, active tailored guidance. Their whole purpose is to tailor your website content and the entire user experience to the individual visitor, and they do this in real time.
In real time, not based on rules you set last week.
Exactly. Not rules you manually wrote, but based on learned behavior.
That distinction, real-time tailoring, is crucial. So what kind of data are we talking about here? It sounds like they're just consuming a fire hose of information.
They are. They're pulling in pretty much everything that makes up a user's digital exhaust.
Yeah.
Their behavior patterns, geolocation, what device they're on, their purchase history if they're logged in, even the referral source. Do they come from a super specific paid ad or a general social media post?
And the output of all that data crunching is that dynamic content. We're talking about much more than just a personalized email subject line,
Oh,
right?
way more.
We're talking different landing page layouts, custom calls to action.
Or dynamic product recommendations that feel like the site is literally reading your mind.
So let's look under the hood. What's the technology engine driving all this?
Well, this is where we're seeing a massive shift. These platforms are leveraging some really advanced tech, primarily artificial intelligence and machine learning. That's what transforms a static website into a truly predictive content platform.
I want to spend a moment on that AI distinction. I mean, for a marketer using these tools, what does AI do that, traditional rule-based personalization can't?
It's a fundamental difference in scale and complexity. So, traditional personalization is all rule-based. If a user is in Chicago and A has visited the pricing page twice, then show banner A.
Which requires endless manual input.
Endless. You'd go crazy trying to maintain it. AI and machine learning, they move you beyond that. The machine learning component analyzes, I mean, millions of historical interactions, recognizes patterns you couldn't possibly program manually, and it optimizes the path automatically. It moves from a reactive personalization based on what a user did,
Predictive.
predictive personalization, exactly, based on what the user is most likely to do next. That's how you can manage segmentation for hundreds of thousands of users at once.
So it's a sheer speed and that predictive capability. That makes a lot of sense.
Precisely. The collection starts with just relentless tracking pages visited, time spent, where they click. Then they process this to segment audiences. But crucially, they don't operate in a silo. They have to integrate with your existing tech stack, your CRM analytics, your e-commerce platform. Without that, the data is useless.
It was really interesting that the source material specifically called out the mid-funnel as the personalization sweet spot. Why there? Why are these tools so powerful during the mid-funnel stage?
Because the mid-funnel is the conversion crucible. Intent is high, but commitment is low.
Right, they're considering their options.
Exactly. They're actively shopping around. They need nurturing, not a generic sales pitch. And that's what generic content misses. Personalization at this stage builds trust. It lets you address specific hesitations, maybe about features or pricing, and it just eliminates friction by guiding them down a tailored path.
So if the mid-funnel is where trust is built, a personalized experience is kind of like the digital handholding they need. It shows them only what's relevant to their specific questions.
Absolutely. It just maximizes the effectiveness of everything you're trying to do there, prompting a demo sign up or making sure that super relevant case study is the first thing they see when they come back.
Okay, so to maximize that, you need platforms with the right gear built in. The sources highlighted a few non-negotiable features. I'll start with the obvious. You need robust A/B and multivariate testing, plus fine-grained segmentation rules.
And that multivariate piece is so key because you can test multiple elements at once, not just the headline or the button, but the headline and the button and the image. The tool learns way faster. And beyond that, for the marketing team, you just need simplicity. Drag and drop content editing is becoming a must-have.
So ease of use is becoming just as important as the sheer power of the tool. What else?
You absolutely need real-time analytics. And seamless integrations, CRM, CMS, email platforms, are critical to avoid those data silos. And we can't overlook the growing importance of AI-powered recommendation engines. They take the heavy lifting out of personalizing product suggestions.
But doesn't that simplicity, that no-code solution idea, doesn't that often mean sacrificing high-level customization? How do you balance those?
That is the essential trade-off, and it's where the decision framework comes in. The whole goal here is rapid iteration. If a platform is so complex that it takes a week and an IT ticket to just change a CTA button, you've lost the entire advantage. The best modern tools offer powerful APIs for developers, but also provide that drag-and-drop layer for marketers to launch and tweak things really quickly.
That brings us right to the decision framework from the source material. Before you even look at a feature list, you have to ask three key questions.
First, define your specific goal. Is it lead generation? You need a platform with great forms and pop-ups. Is it boosting product discovery in e-commerce? Then you need those sophisticated AI recommendation engines. Second, you have to assess your team's technical expertise. Do you need a true no-code solution, or can you handle something more enterprise-grade?
And the third question is the one that so often trips people up. Check your integration needs. If the tool doesn't connect seamlessly with your HubSpot or your Shopify setup, you're not just creating a data silo, you're creating manual work, which defeats the whole purpose.
That framework is absolutely vital. So now let's actually dive into the 8 specific platforms the listener provided. We've grouped them to make it a bit more digestible.
Let's start with Group A. These seem to be the funnel builders and geo-specific tools, more of an entry point into dynamic content.
First up, we have ConvertFlow. This is essentially a dedicated landing page and funnel builder that learned how to do segmentation. It's no code, great for quickly creating personalized pages, pop-ups, CTAs.
Okay, so ConvertFlow is the choice when speed to deployment is everything. You can spin up and test funnel logic without messing with the main CMS.
Precisely. Its strength is that ease of use and rapid deployment with strong integrations for Shopify and WordPress. The main challenge we noted is there's no free plan or trial, and the pricing isn't specified up front. That could be tough for smaller teams.
Next, we have GeoTargetly, which sounds like a very specific utility-focused toolkit.
It is the definition of a utility tool. It's a geolocation toolkit for delivering localized experiences without heavy development. Think features like geo-redirect, geo-block, geo-pop-ups, geo-currency display. The big benefit is the simple no-code setup for location-based stuff, and it's super accessible, starting at just $8 a month.
So if I land on a site from Canada, it instantly shows me a banner with Canadian pricing or shipping instead of just the U.S. prices in small print.
Exactly. It removes that immediate friction. The only real drawback is that it's web-only, not for mobile app personalization.
Then we get to OptinMonster, which is kind of a heavyweight champion in the conversion space, known mostly for pop-ups.
Yeah, it's all about capturing leads and sales with highly targeted pop-ups and forms. Its key features are focused on those last-ditch efforts, on-site retargeting, gamified opt-ins, and of course, the famous exit intent technology.
For listeners who haven't used it, is exit intent basically that last chance to grab a user as they're about to leave?
That's it. It tracks the cursor to see when you're about to leave the window, and it triggers a final personalized offer to try and stop you. OptinMonster's strength is its intuitive visual builder and those really granular behavior-driven triggers. The con: the feature depth can actually be overwhelming if you just need to build a simple list.
And rounding out this first group, we have OptiMonk.
So OptiMonk takes that pop-up idea and just expands it into a much wider personalization toolkit. It goes beyond pop-ups to offer personalized product recs, dynamic messages, banners, and crucially, it has a freemium pricing model. You can start for free. Paid plans start at $19 a month, which makes it really accessible. But of course, the advanced features require an upgrade.
That freemium distinction is a big deal for resource-conscious teams. Okay, that takes us to Group B, the truly AI-driven and enterprise-grade platforms. These are the big guns.
We begin with Nudge. This platform is AI-powered, and it's built specifically for high-growth e-commerce brands. Its whole thing is adapting the shopping experience in real time. We're talking contextual nudges, advanced cart recovery, things like that.
So nudge is for the brand that needs to optimize the actual product discovery path, like constantly, almost instantaneously.
Yes, it offers truly real-time AI personalization across the whole funnel, and it's designed to bypass development hurdles. The flip side is its custom pricing model is optimized for scaling brands, so it's probably out of reach for smaller companies.
Then we step up to Dynamic Yield, which has a massive reputation in this space.
Yeah, Dynamic Yield uses really sophisticated AI and machine learning for individualized multi-channel experiences. The feature list is just comprehensive. AI recommendations, robust segmentation, dynamic content that works across web, mobile, email, even in-store kiosks.
Can you give us an example of how that omnichannel part works in practice? Because that feels like what separates it from just a website tool.
For sure. So a customer browses a specific category of electronics on your website, but leaves. Dynamic Yield tracks that behavior, passes that intent signal to your email platform, and the next email they get is dynamically populated, not with a generic newsletter, but with a discount on that exact category of electronics they were looking at. It's all about message continuity. The cons: steep learning curve, and the pricing is not public.
Next up, Insider, which is definitely at the highest end of the market.
Insider is an AI-powered omnichannel platform that's really known for unifying customer data management with cross-channel personalization. It drives highly accurate segmentation because all the customer data is in one place. The pros are just powerful automation and hyper-accurate targeting.
And the massive drawback that the source material highlighted.
The massive drawback is the pricing model. It's a huge barrier to entry. Plans start at $4,800 a month.
Hold on, $4,800 a month. I mean, if you're a small business or even a scaling mid-market company, that figure alone is segmenting you right out of the conversation. That's a serious commitment.
It is. It's built for enterprise use, where the ROI can justify that scale. And to wrap up the list, we have Bloomreach.
Bloomreach sounds like a full digital experience platform combining a few different functions.
Exactly. It combines AI-powered search, content management, and dynamic personalization. It's great for e-commerce companies that need more than just personalization widgets. It really excels because that integration between search and personalization helps customers find the right products faster. But like the others in this group, it has custom pricing and a steep learning curve. So synthesizing all of this, from the $8 Geo kit to the, $4,800 a month unified platform, the main takeaway is that just having a personalization tool isn't enough. Implementing the right one is what's crucial for optimizing those mid-funnel conversions. These platforms really empower marketers to nurture prospects more effectively by using precise, data-driven, and increasingly predictive insights.
It really sounds like the key trend is moving from simple website optimization to like unified customer orchestration.
That's the continuous inevitable shift. We're already seeing more adoption of AI and machine learning, enabling even more granular segmentation. And the future is truly seamless omnichannel experiences, where that personalized message follows you, whether you're on your phone, reading an email, or back on the desktop site. The whole experience just feels consistent.
So you've just seen the huge breadth of these tools, right? From budget-friendly geotargeting up to these massive enterprise systems. But the ultimate challenge isn't really choosing the tool based on a feature checklist. The source material suggests a deeper challenge. The real question isn't which tool to buy, but whether your organization is structurally ready for personalization. If your current marketing processes can't even launch a simple test variation without a week-long IT ticket, even the best AI platform in the world is just going to become a beautifully expensive bottleneck. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.